AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jobless claims have hit a pandemic low for a fifth straight week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
There were 385,000 last week, the first time weekly claims fell below 400,000 since the pandemic began. It's the latest evidence the jobs market is picking up steam as the economy reopens. Tomorrow's jobs report is expected to show 650,000 jobs were added last month. Employers are posting a record number of openings, and many complain they cannot find enough workers. Critics say extra federal jobless aid is discouraging some people from looking for work. About two dozen states say they will cut off some of the aid, perhaps as soon as next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some supporters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took to the streets, angered by the deal struck by his opponents to form a coalition government that would end his rule. Still, the deal needs a vote of approval in the Knesset, giving Netanyahu a chance to persuade possible defectors. The coalition includes hardliners previously allied with him. Among the latest targets of a ransomware attack, the ferry service linking the Massachusetts mainland and the islands of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Elizabeth Belize tells WCVB she was affected.
I did miss a ferry because, if I had my ticket, I could go and just spontaneously get right on.
And economist Steve Meyer says the ransomware attack that hit meat processor JBS could affect you.
If you happen to buy your products from a grocery store that buys its meat from JBS, you might see some problems this weekend.
And Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth will meet President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden at Windsor Castle during his visit to the UK for the G7 summit next week. The President and the First Lady are in Rehoboth Beach today, marking Jill Biden's 70th birthday. This is AP News. The NFL is pledging to halt race norming in the $1 billion settlement of brain injury claims. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The NFL pledged Wednesday to no longer use race norming in assessing brain injury claims from former players in the $1 billion settlement reached in 2013. The league says past scores will be reviewed for any potential race bias. The binary race norms created in the 1990s assume black patients start with worse cognitive function than whites and other non-blacks. That makes it harder for black retirees to show a deficit and qualify for compensation. The NFL had appealed some claims filed by black players if their scores were not adjusted for race. More than 2,000 NFL retirees have filed dementia claims and fewer than 600 have received awards. More than half of all NFL retirees are black. I'm Mike Gracia.
Finally, Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski will step down at the end of the coming season. Former Duke player and associate head coach John Shire will succeed him. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.